Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to talk today, Steve. You know, we've been talking about some time about how it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times based upon some of the things that the Lord has showed us prophetically, as well as in dreams and night visions, and not just us, but many believers around, you know, around the world, including some of you who are viewing today. These are serious days.
Yes, they are.
These are days that require wisdom. They require days that require a lot of prayer. And a new report has just come out, and actually a new article that was written by Michael Schneider in regards to what is happening in the economy. You know, we have seen a lot, and we've shared this with you on VFN TV, and of course, you can always go to The Torch, and we'll have some of these past segments related for you today. But we've been talking about some of the prophetic visions, you know, where we've seen paper money being sucked up and burned, and the economy falling in six minutes, and you know, Rick Joyner saying that he has saw economic collapse, a global collapse, and don't forget about the Shemitah, four blood moons. It just keeps kind of going, and sometimes people have wondered, you know, what's going to happen or where is it? You know, listen, this is what God said, so you just need to pay attention and be prayerful. But something has just happened that has happened before past recessions, according to what Michael Schneider has just written in this article. And this comes on the heels, Steve, of one of the worst job reports in the last 6 years. You know, there's a job report that comes out, and it typically measures how many jobs have been added to the economy, right? How many people are working, employed, producing, and earning an income. And a lot of times you can base an economy by how many people are working and also how many people are not working, the unemployment rate. Well, in particularly what's really concerning, and this particular thing has been happening right before the nation has gone into a recession, and they're saying that jobs are down, but in particularly jobs that are temporary.
Yeah.
Temporary
short
workers.
Term, right?
Short-term workers, that has been down big time since December of 2015. And that's normally an indication or a sign that a recession has begun. You know, when you're in the middle of a recession, you don't find that out until much later.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, by the way, we've come to realize that for the last 6-8 months, we've been in recession, right? So you can begin to start looking at some of the signs. And recession doesn't mean that it's over, but it means that we need to pay attention. It means that as the people of God, as Christians, that God will speak to us about certain things that are on the way so that we can prepare. Not so that we can just have, you know, a parachute for us, but so that we can prepare so that we can be most fruitful in the coming season and in the time. You know, we're going to be talking a lot about that today. We're going to be talking about, you know, the will of God and why God wants us to do certain things. A lot of times, Steve, we think that it's God's positioning us for us, but he's actually positioning us so that we can be most effective, most fruitful, and the biggest blessing to others, and of course for the advancement of his kingdom.
You know, for what he's doing.
It's about him.
Right.
You know, so many times we kind of get it twisted. We are always kind of seems to be asking God to bless what we're doing,
right,
instead of us doing what God is blessing. And I tell you, that is a recipe for success. You know, stop trying to figure it out. Just get all in to what God is doing. And I'm telling you, it's one of the secrets to living a blessed life. One of the secrets to living the good life is to do what God is blessing. And he's blessing quite a bit of things. But this weak jobs report, the fact that temporary workers' jobs are way down, but also continually for the last 18 months, U.S. factory orders are way, way down. And that's you know, another factor that's contributing to this. As well, in this article, he begins to talk about how George Soros, he's a financial guru, if you will, and reportedly, allegedly, has been involved in making a lot of money by crashing other countries' economies. Really
gently easing them down.
Yeah, really just... you know, serious stuff. And he reportedly he's been dumping his stocks and buying gold. And so this was reported in Fortune magazine, and people are taking notice, like, what is happening? What is on the horizon? And we want to encourage you. We want to let you know, hey, this is coming, right? But you can be prepared. You want to be prepared. You want to be alert. Listen, you know, kingdoms will come, kingdoms will go, but God's kingdom will remain forever. And the man who does the will of God will remain forever. And we need to be aware.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's so important, like you're saying, is just like the kingdoms are going to rise, kingdoms are going to fall. But the truth of the matter is, you know, Jesus says that either we're going to focus on, you know, the kingdoms in this world, or we're going to focus on his kingdom, the Father's kingdom. And we can't live in both. And you're seeing right now, it's just like sign after sign after sign of just collapse, destruction, of just division. I mean, how much division right now is happening? But regardless of what we see in the world, we're not called to follow the ways of this world. We're called to follow the ways of Christ.
Yeah.
And when we realize the fact that, listen, God's economy is not undergoing a recession right now.
No.
And it's just like when we get that focus on that concern, it's just like regardless of what happens here, if we continue to focus on what God is doing, like you're saying, what he's blessing, then we're not going to get focused on regards of what's happening in the horizontal.
Yeah. Keep it vertical. Keep it relating to the Lord. But you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. And we've been talking about this for some time on our program, that it's just wise, it's prudent to make preparation in the event that, you know what, there is a serious calamity economically, and you want to be prepared. You want to make sure that you have done the due diligence. Your regret is such a horrible word, and why regret when God's sharing with us what's on the horizon and what we can do to prepare ourselves, not just to take care of ourselves and our loved ones, but so that we can use this opportunity to minister to others. Understand that right now in Venezuela, they are going through horrific, horrific trials. And, you know, we need to be prepared so that we can pray for them, but also so that we can learn what, you know, what we can do in a time like this. And we're going to be talking about what's the other side of what's happening in Venezuela. Some reports are that they're hunting, believe it or not, cats and dogs to eat. The food situation is so bad that they're breaking into supermarkets. Inflation at 1,000%. Stay with us in this program because we're going to break out some things that are happening there that you just need to learn from, you know. And we can't forget about the church there in Venezuela and to pray for them, because this tragedy is actually turning out to be a tremendous blessing, because God's moving in Venezuela. We're going to be sharing that.
How long have you been preparing your church, would you say?
Well, I've been preaching preparedness for a long time, many years, 7 or 8 years.
Really?
At least. And
longer than me, probably.
Maybe. I don't know. It may have started at the same time. Because, you know, it was back then when you and I were getting together a lot. I don't know, but I felt like the Lord showed me that. I felt like back then I would encourage our people, when you go to store, just buy a couple of extra cans or a few whatever and set them aside. And you don't have to panic. You don't have to do it all at once. Mm-hmm. But that was years ago. Mm-hmm. I would step it up, as I believe the time is getting shorter. Mm-hmm. Now I buy 4 cans, 6 cans, 8 cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you can buy these buckets and this food and everything. But and I am telling our people, look, you don't have a whole lot more time, I don't think, when many things can happen that can require us to need that kind of preparation. But I think it's valid. And I also think it's wisdom, and I think it is the Lord's will. You know, we often build our theology on the extremes of Scripture, which is a basic conflict with Scripture. And I hear people saying all the time, well, the Lord said he would take care of me. And he does. He will. But how does he do that? I mean, he used Joseph. He took care of Joseph. But he had Joseph do something. And most of the time, he has his people do something.
That's right.
You know, we have a couple of incidents in Scripture where he says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything. I'm going to take care of this. Well, many Christians build their whole theology on that when they're 200 times when he tells his people to fight.
Yeah.
Fight to take your land. Fight. I mean, over and over. Most of the time. So you don't base your theology on the extremes, but you're always open to that.
Yes.
If the Lord speaks, that trumps everything. But I'm not going to base that on an idealistic view. I want to hear loud and clear, and on something this important, I want Gabriel to come with a scroll.
I'm telling you.
You know, I mean,
right.
It's really,
yeah.
To violate the weight of Scripture, yes. You want serious, high-level
right.
revelation, not just an impression.
That's right.
You know, yeah. So the weight of Scripture tells me, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and you were very strong telling your congregation, and you've started to have supplies at your ministry, and you're even, I think you said you're putting out a catalog so your people can find things. And, you know, you and I may be the only church preparing, but I think there's thousands of them, really.
There are. There are many. And on different levels. But I think it is a word that is becoming increasingly well-received, and it's important that it is. But, you know, what we also teach is, okay, if you know that power may be out for a while and different things, this is how you would prepare. I think you need to mirror that with spiritual preparation.
Amen. Yes.
We need to have Bibles, Bible studies.
Yeah.
Your neighbors, without their television coming on, are going to be ready to read anything you give them.
That's right.
You know, to me, this is
yes.
harvest time.
It yes.
This
yes.
is harvest time. And
I love it.
So
it's our time. It's the church time. It's the soul-winning time.
Right. And in natural food, I want to have enough to, if I know there's a family next door where I can bring them a meal or whatever and say,
yes.
look, I know you're probably, and bring them material to read. This really is the time we've got to prepare for salvation, for saving
yes,
souls.
Yes.
It.
And for
that's
discipling
it.
Them.
Yes.
And I believe it's going to be the best of times we've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to have... We don't want to be the ones that need ministry.
Right.
We don't want to be the ones giving.
That's it.
Amen.
And there it
at
is.
That time.
We don't
yeah.
want to be the burden.
Great wisdom mm-hmm. by Rick Joyner. And listen, we've been encouraging as well many
yeah.
people to be prepared. In fact, just for signing up for the Torch newsletter, and you can do that at VFNTV.com, we have a free gift for you, and it's called Prudent Preparation. In that free gift, you will get all the information it's necessary to be prepared in these times.
Beautiful wisdom.
Not just to take care of yourself, but to be ready to do the Lord's work, to be ready to pull in this awesome harvest that is on the horizon. And with that being said, I mean, look what's going on in Venezuela. Right now, the country is in a downward spiral. We talked about it at the top of this program. But we're talking about how they're hunting cats and dogs to eat.
For food, yeah.
They're breaking into supermarkets right now for food. And inflation reportedly is at 1,000%. Inflation, you know, for those who don't know, a basic definition is when the price of goods and services go up in the economy. You know, and that happens a lot of different ways. But one of the ways is when demand for that item becomes, you know, really high. And the supply of that item is very low. And so right now, the country's out of sugar in Venezuela. They're out of toilet paper. Think about that. They're out of toilet paper. So that one square that's available is cost through the roof. It's high. When you look at it, 1,000% inflation, that's like a gallon of milk that, let's say, costs $5. That gallon of milk right now, it's not... $5, let's say, when you have 1,000% inflation, it's like that gallon of milk costing $50. So there may be some milk, but you may not be afford to be able to get it. And this is what they're experiencing right now in Venezuela. And a recent article was just released about a ministry organization that went on the ground in Venezuela to see the conditions of the people, to see what they could do. And they were pleasantly surprised, Steve, when they found out that the church is awakening in Venezuela and that they're in the midst of revival in certain pockets and parts of Venezuela. They're crying out to God. They're worshiping Him. And what a beautiful thing. Listen, when chaos comes in and things happen in the midst of chaos and crisis, in fact, that's one of the prophetic words, that out of chaos will come a fresh wind of the Spirit, and there'll be a move of God.
See the order.
And we're seeing that happen in Venezuela right now, that God is moving. And so I want to encourage you that no matter what you're facing, no matter what the crisis is going on in your life, whether, you know, look at this economic situation that they're facing, that if you would turn your heart to God, if you would reach out to him right now and cry out for an outpouring in your own life, personal revival, right? We repent, we seek, ask God if there's anything that we need to, he needs to forgive us for. We need to ask for forgiveness, and we just press into everything that he has. And I tell you, when your back is against the wall, you know, look up.
Yeah.
Look up. There was a general that said that there's an enemy to the right of us, gentlemen. There's an enemy to the right of us, to the left of us, and there's a enemy.
We're surrounded by the enemy.
Right in front of us. There's no way that the enemy can get away from us now.
We've got it right where we want him.
And that's what you want to do when you're facing a situation like that. So look, we're surrounded. We're just going to press into this thing with God, and we're just going to believe God to move in a powerful, powerful way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.